Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Kevin Stefanski here in studio with Ken and Anthony. Is he going to sit at my old seat? I would think so, huh?
I don't know. Oh, he's going to be in studio. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the word.
Dan, you should come in and interview
that's
him.
That's the thought.
You should interview him as coach.
Yeah. I think he'd punch me.
I think he should.
I think he'd laugh, actually.
I think he'd punch me. I really do. I've wondered if doing Kevigan to Stefanski, if he would like just punch me.
Yeah, he probably would. And you'd probably deserve it.
Oh, very much so. I probably deserve a good butt kicking every so often.
So I had something that I said before break. There's one thing about this whole thing that I doesn't quite sit right with me.
Okay.
And I don't want to take sides on this, but I wonder this. You know, you and I have been big proponents of a dome stadium because we know how it's transformed other cities. And I get why the Haslams want it. And, you know, they're business people and they're trying to make money, but they're also investing a ton of money themselves. Why has the city of Cleveland not tried to compete with Brook Park for the same thing that the Haslams want to build in Brook Park?
I'm confused.
All we keep hearing from the city of Cleveland is the place on the lake that we've had since 99 is fine and we'll renovate it and we'll throw more money into it. And we're going to renovate the lakefront, which, you know, we've heard our whole lives and the stadium keeps getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't the city come up with a plan? You know what? Here's where we can put your dome stadium and all of the development you want with it that will behoove you and the city of Cleveland.
Wasn't that the plan over by Channel 3 and by the FBI building?
You
over
tell
there?
Me.
Well, that was part of the idea at one point.
But wasn't that the Haslams pitching that, or was that the city? And if it was the city, why did it die? Why did it die so fast? And if the thought was Burke, well, then why did that die so fast? You know, we saw...
Well, it didn't. Burke never really existed until this year, last 12 months.
And all we saw
and
were
all of a sudden
architectural...
It was, can't do it.
Well,
no,
we saw
this,
architectural
that.
Renderings is what we saw. Hey, look what you could do there. Okay, you want to talk about it? Nope. Did the Haslams poo-poo that? I don't know. But if I'm the city, wouldn't you want what they want to put in Brook Park in Cleveland? And that's part of this that, to me, has not been really... jumped on by the city of Cleveland. It's like, hey, they want to do a lot more than just have a place to play for 12 times a year. And why don't you guys get on board with this? Because, Andy, even if they renovate the stadium, what are you going to do? You're going to play 10 games there?
Yeah, and
then
a couple concerts, maybe a soccer game.
And then you're going to sink hundreds of millions of dollars in it again in about 15 years when the outdoor stadium needs renovated yet again.
Yeah, here's the only... So, you know, I've sat here and said 10 to 15 events a year, right? That's what we look at. We have a building that's used 10 to 15 times a year, okay? We all know that. That's not for major events. Like, yes, they have weddings and stuff in there, and they can do corporate outings and little things.
You bring
things
your 150 people downtown, yeah, which has no economic impact.
Right. Well, maybe a little. Who knows? But
yeah, they go to a hotel.
But I do think, and I'll be super honest that the new venue, the new domed venue, is probably going to compete with the arena, and that's probably the biggest. Forget about. I'm not saying
on some things, Andy.
Yeah, on some concerts, like there are going to be, you know, there'll be concerts and events that maybe happen at the arena that would then move out to the new dome. That's like, so I know, like, the champion thing of this is, hey, we're fighting for small business, and that's great. We do need to fight for small business. But let's not kid ourselves. There's big business involved in this, too. So now, and again, how many dates are we really talking about where a concert might choose not to go to the arena but to go to the dome? So now this becomes Cavs versus Browns. Sorry, folks. But I mean, and this is about the dates that are being filled in one venue versus another. So, I love the fact that we hear politicians trying to champion small business because they should. But why aren't they saying, you know what? We want to defend the Cavaliers on this too. Like, why are we not hearing? Because it's truthful. The truthful part of this is that part of that big business, and then maybe the trickle down effect of that is small business, right? Because if you've got an event going on at the arena, now all of a sudden you may have other things that are percolating around the arena on game day. And I get that, but let's be honest about it. Like, they're just, does anyone really trust any politician? Do they? Because you just never know where they're coming from. You don't.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All the red tape in this thing is what really bothers me. Can we lie and say that they're, stop with the lie that they're leaving Cleveland? They're not. I experienced leaving Cleveland. We all did. When they lifted the team out of here and put them in Baltimore, that was one of the worst things that's ever happened to our economy. That's ever one of the worst things that's ever happened to us as fans that just got into our psyche. And I sit here in my 50s and it still bothers me that our team got stolen and taken to Baltimore. But that's all a part of our psyche, right? And so let's be really honest. Can we get these guys in a room, let them be honest and do what's right for us instead of trying to figure out what's right for our political future or trying to get an extra buck because of parking? Stop. Let's figure this out. Let's do what's good for the greater good. But that will never happen because I live in fantasy land.
Dwayne's in Parma. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Andy. What's going on?
Hey, man. How are you?
The first thing is, you know, they don't care about the fans. It's all about the almighty dollar.
On both sides, Dwayne.
I agree, Jeff. That's a good point.
Exactly. And the one question I have, I don't know if you guys ever saw the drawing from the one architect that had the idea to add on to where the Port Authority used to be, fill in inside the break wall, and build the stadium right there. Did you guys ever see those drawings?
I probably have, and I just don't remember, I'll be honest with you.
If I've seen them, I don't recall them, Dwayne.
How long ago was that?
It was probably a year and a half ago or so he put those drawings out. And, you know, they build cities in the water. So it's not like it can't be done. And, you know, to take away from the city, you know, they need to just figure it out because they all act like a bunch of little children. And you cannot trust any of them, like you said, Andy. So, I mean, they need to come to the table and do what's good for the fans and the city.
Yeah, but how much do we believe that they're actually going to do that, Dwayne? We're both on the same page, and I just don't ever think. I always just think it's well, this because we're going to get money for this, or someone's paying someone somewhere along the line. Or
thanks, Dwayne.
Who's the money? Who's really behind this? Sometimes, I mean, I'm just disenchanted. But I mean, this is life. Life's not fair. So,
I compare this to when the Coliseum went to Richfield, and Nick Moletti built that out in the middle of nowhere at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hate that era of concerts and shows and NBA, WHA?
And the NHL.
It was clearly embraced by our community. And we had teams, and they were Cleveland teams. And Richfield's a lot further from downtown than Brook Park.
For sure.
And that, Andy, was, you know, that was 100 or so events a year.
Yeah, there were people that didn't like it. You know that.
Well, they didn't like it, but did it keep them from selling out the Coliseum for Cavs games?
Nope. And anybody is there anybody out there that's going to say, oh, you know what, the Browns are in the AFC Championship, and it's at the
I'm not going. I want to be sitting in the cold here in January.
You're
going
to end up going.
Jeff is in Twinsburg. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. So normally, you know, when I've called into you guys in the past, I usually have at least some data and some metrics, and I try not to make an opinion off of emotion. But there was a guy that called in a little bit earlier, and he was stressing about how it's going to hurt the restaurants and the bars by them going to Brook Park. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, you know, Cleveland, Northeast Ohio weather, it goes from hot to cold really fast.
True.
And when you go on West 6th Street for the first few home games, yep, the bars are packed. They're doing well. No one's stopping Barley House from still doing watch parties. But what's interesting is when you leave to go to the stadium for the games, not many people are leaving those tailgates to go to the games. Those are people that are going to just go drink and have fun with their friends. So the bars, in my opinion, are not going to hurt for the five or six places that, you know, get a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't realize is, again, 10 to 15 events a year. How about you take that to 50 to 100? Your hotels are going to thrive. Your restaurants are going to thrive. Your bars are going to thrive. You're talking a 12-minute commute. People are still going to do it, and it's going to be more. So enough with the small-mindedness. Go for progress. And, you know, let's get some big events back to the city.
Jeff. Thank you very much. That's what I wonder about the bars and everything else. It's 10 games. Are those 10 dates deal breakers for some of the bars and restaurants around town?
I hope it's not.
I hope it's not, too. Sean is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good, good.
Hey, what's the name of that airport that's in Brook Park again? I can't remember. Could you tell me?
In Brook Park? None. One in Cleveland is Hopkins.
Now, where is that located?
I'm checking Cleveland. I did a Google search on it. It says Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to see that. So wouldn't that be the same thing if it's right by the airport? It'd still be Cleveland?
They're not changing their name to the Brook Park Browns, are they? Although I'm sure people will say that.
Exactly. So I don't get the whole uproar. I just think it's semantics for the sake of grandstanding or something. I don't know.
You know what I think they should do? I think they should build the new dome right across the street from Rays, and let's make Rays great. How's that sound?
That sounds great, guys.
Everyone has to spin the wheel after the game. It'll be great. There you go, Kent Staters.
I'm sure we'll be talking about the stadium again down the road.
Yes, I'm sure we will, too.
I'm sure we will. Scott Miller is a baseball writer. He has a book out, Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. I'm anxious to talk to him, and we'll do that in about 6 minutes right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.